Alrighty. So suddenly we've got one of the topics is a segment name for the proposed segment for Wayne Bennett. Thank you, Paramat, for what you've started. Wayne on Wednesday is one of the titles for the segment. I like this one from Nathan. Wayne Bennett at breakfast equals Eggs Benny. Oh, how are we going to do this? Wayne Bennett. I'd love to. And I would love him to come on and be exactly what he is. If he wants to give one-word answers, that's it. You know, just, but I do like to see Wayne Bennett. We would have to have the camera on him. Could we stream the segment live? I would like that. You like to see the facial expressions and the eyebrow raises and all of that and the look of Clint Eastwood, of Dirty Harry. So, yeah, Wayne Bennett segment. If you're just tuning in, no, nothing's been spoken about. Nothing's locked in. We're just fantasising that we could have, what are we going to do without Wayne next year? We could have him on SEN. This one, and Alana, our newsreader, has sparked big reaction. Here's a text for you. Hey, Vossi, Alana is very cool. She seems very nice. Go to New South Wales. I love Alana too. Is her name spelt Alana or is A-double-L-A-N-A or A-L-A-N-A? That's a big issue. Vossi, you've forgotten Daryl Broman. He's from the Shire and goes for Queensland. Also, by the way, we'll let you know about the joke. There we go. Thank you for that text. Well, Daryl Broman, but he's a Queenslander. He was a Rothmans medal winner there in Queensland, playing for North Brisbane, for the Devils. Yes, but he lives down that way, I understand. This one, such a relief. Paramat, getting back to Paramat now. Such a relief, Alana. The answer to the state loyalty question held more people hanging onto it than the vax issue, the weather forecast, or the shadows tips. So thank you for that. Very interested in Alana's rugby league bona fides. Jim says, morning, Vossi. Just heard the story about the Catalan Dragons chasing Mitchell Pearce. If he doesn't sign for Catalans, there's another cashed-up French Super League club, Toulouse Olympic, who may be interested in him. That's right. They are coming into the Super League next year. They've won their spot. Two cashed-up French clubs in the UK Super League, and both are looking at the NRL for quality players. That's a fair point, Jim. They will be looking to bolster their squads, no doubt about it. Martin says, just on Andrew Abdo, he came across as very wishy-washy yesterday. The NRL cannot say fans must be vaccinated, but not insist that the players and staff are as well. It is completely hypocritical. Show some strong leadership, NRL. Martin, pretty emphatic there on that point of view. Also, Stretch says, sadly, once again, the AFL are showing us what true leadership looks like. It's impossible for the players to compete in the NRL regardless, given they won't be able to fly. Stretch from Forries, thank you for that. So, opinion there, not favouring the NRL at the moment, and their stance, whatever their stance is a holding pattern. You can have your say, 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736. It's 8.5 to 7.